at the table with candles and beer. We heard that midnight train roll miles away from here. Lay me down a pallet, I laid it soft and low. Lorraine lay beside me, said I soon must go. Gypsy boy I traveled with played his old guitar. We watched that candle flicker like some low morning star. Oh, but the time to part must always come, time when bells must ring, time for lovers to say goodnight. I'll see you in my dream. Time to part must always come, time when trade winds sing, time to hit the road again, time for traveling.
Crosby on KFJC from the excellent early 70s album If I Could Only Remember My Name. David Crosby and What Are Their Names? The track prior to that was Low, a new album here by Low, new CD rather. I suppose that's an album. Drums and Guns is the name of this release out on Sub Pop. And Dust on the Window was the track I played for you, and I hear that they may be coming to do some live shows in and around the Bay Area sometime soon. So keep your ears peeled on the KFJC Concert Outlook for more information about that and other shows coming up. That's going to be at 5:30 this afternoon. The Concert Outlook, that is, not the Low concert. Joe Ely, before that, from a release just come out called Silver City, but these are very old songs. Desperately trying to find a year on here, but this stuff predates his stint in the Flatlanders, from what I understand. So this is the youthful Joe Ely. 60s maybe, I don't know. Like I said, can't really find a year on here. Anyway, it's on Rackham Records. The name of the CD is Silver City, and I played you a track called Time for Travelling. Started things off with a German band called Kin Ping May. And I didn't bring my track listing up with me. Their second album, which I think is just called Number 2, they're a band from Germany. I played you track number 6, if that's any help. Fat lot of good that is. Can't tell you what it was called because I didn't bring my sleeve notes with me. But I thought it would be nice to play anyway, and I did, and there it was. Earl Grey here at about 13 minutes past 4 this afternoon, coming up tomorrow evening. Reject Girl in for Oscar Hawks. So, when was the last time Reject Girl was on the air? She's probably been on more recently than me. But she doesn't get to go on the air much these days, so always a treat. Give her a listen. 7 until 10 p.m. tomorrow evening, Reject Girl in for Oscar Hawks. It'll be a rockin' and rolling evening. And very entertaining to boot. Music now from Ronnie Vaughn on KFGC.
Vê, já nasce o sol. O dia vem cheio de luz e azul também. Difícil crer que neste mesmo instante morre alguém, mas devo pensar que enquanto o sol brilha pra mim, a sombra além e um canto triste enfim. Lembrar quanto de bom preciso dar pro mundo transformar, poder o amor cantar e então sorrir. Vê, já nasce o sol, o dia vem cheio de luz e azul também. Num dia de sol, num dia de sol, num dia de sol, num dia de
There we go, that's the right button. That's Omega on KFJC. Hungarian band. Maybe still around. They've been very prolific over the years. And, of course, I've also completely failed to bring up all my notes about that as well. In my haste to get up here to the station this afternoon. But it is from a release called 200 Evel as Utolso Haburu Utan. Which was recorded in 1972, so I'm not completely useless. But I can only tell you that I played you track 9. I'm sure it's fairly unpronounceable. But they're a splendid band, Omega. And we also heard from a little mini trip around the world there, I suppose, really, you know, in some sort of way. Ronnie Vaughn from Brazil. And this is a self-titled release. He's still around. And I played you the track called Tristeza Num Dia Alegre. Hey, that sounded half decent. So, yes, that's that. That brings us up to date. And a grassroots coalition of community activists, organizations, and individuals go by the name of Californians for Pesticide Reform. They coordinate efforts on behalf of public health, sustainable agriculture, and environmental quality in communities throughout California. They have an office up in San Francisco, which is located at 49 Powell Street, Suite 350, correction, 530. But it's easier if you want to find out some more information to just give them a call on 415-981-3939. Or, as always, a website is probably the easiest of all. Pesticidereform.org is how you can find them on the web. KFJC.org is how you can find us on the web, with information about upcoming shows and concert outlook stuff is on there. There's some netcast information. There's some swag you can buy. So take a look sometime if you're not familiar with our website, KFJC.org. Earl Grey here this afternoon through until 6 p.m. And some new music now from Mr. Richard Youngs on 89.7 KFJC.
Thank you. like a soul Bill's dream. Down by the old mill stream, he had to put the well out when the lights had run dry. Lies, we'd all be out somewhere in an Italian desert. When they crucified me last night, there were 4,000 other Jesuses that were down on the Appian Way. So I cut my hair off and I got a flat top and I bleached it blonde. And I got some contact lenses. Blue colored, of course, so I could look exactly like Kirk Douglas. They chopped my head off, they stuck it inside a Coke bottle, and here I go, walking down the Appian Way on cobblestones. Nobody invented history like that. I had to do it myself. They just called me Spartacus. Spartacus. And so I got my expert. We got the A&R staff. We've got the casting director. We've got the special effects people. Well, they made a latex chin for me so I'd have the biggest dimpled chin you ever saw. Now, you ever see a 6-foot-high Coke bottle walking down the Appian Highway? Only in your dreams. Those Jesuses were screaming. They were all coming down the line. Crows jumped out of the sky and started pecking Jesus's eye out. You know, I'm like the biggest fan of Jesus you'll ever meet, because Jesus is a friend of mine. He will suck me anytime. Crucifixes, and I put them all up, all the way from Florence to Rome. And I got my old pal, the Pope, you know, Pope Lucius III. You've heard about him in the history books. He's one of the bad popes. Yeah, he's no nice guy. He's a good pope. He's the worst. And he fronted me like $500,000. And I said, well, Pope, man, what are we going to do with all those crosses? And he said, well, we're going to get Julius Caesar. And we're going to get Julius Caesar to hire you a crew to make 4,000 crosses. And then we're going to take Jesus down to the Mimeo shop and over at Kinko's, you know? And then we're going to make 4,000 of them, that bastard. And then we're going to all put them up on crosses. And if the crows don't like him, you ever seen Jesus have his eyes pecked out by a peacock? Of course not. But it's in our, it's in my next movie. You know? It's going to be coming up soon. And, it's a feature film. You know, we got some people working on it. We got Cousin Jimmy on it. You know? He's an executive producer. Well, he used to do news in Washington, D.C. And one of the top Channel 5 news agencies. If anybody can make 4,000 Jesuses, Uncle Jimmy can. We're going to take it from there. We're going to shoot it. We're going to bring Fellini back from the dead. And we're going to call it a first-degree myth.
KFJC with an extract from a very interesting release from about 10 years ago. Pint-Sized Spartacus is the name of the release, and it's Charles Gocher and Scott Colburn of the Sun City Girls, with a cast of numerous others, including Ivan Kang and some other, Amy DiNio, other names on here. Anyway, it's an interesting album, and the very sad news, which you may have heard from a week or two ago, was the sad passing of Charles Gocher, and thus the Sun City Girls will be no more. But this was one of his side projects, and I played you the track called The Sound of One Cross Walking. Once again, that's Pint-Sized Spartacus. It was out on the Gravel Voice label. Before that, Yezu is a new project by Justin Broderick. The CD is called Conqueror. Yezu, and the track I played was called Stanlow. Started off with another new release, this one by Richard Youngs from the Naive Shaman. And Once It Was Autumn was the name of that track. Okie dokie, more live mic action coming up this weekend. Let me see, yes, Saturday afternoon, hosted by Nosmo King, it is Telepathic Friend. Telepathic Friend seeks organ dementia laundry come to life in wayward boundaries. Does that make sense? I don't know, I can't get my head around that. But anyway, Telepathic Friend is a live performance coming up this Saturday afternoon at around about 4 p.m. on the Nosmo King show. So more live music from the KFJC pit. What have we got now?
It is
Last of the Juanitas on KFJC. We'll be right back.
tax man, it could pay in two.
To me a party, shall you get the buzz on to you?
Hello, who's there? Hello, who's there? Hello. Hello, who's there? Hello, who's there? Hello. Could it be a lady with a flower in her hair?
On to you.
Hello, who's there? Hello, who's there? Hello. Oh. Hello, get it song. Hello, get it song. Hello. Hello, hello, who's there? Hello, hello, who's there? Hello, hello, who's there? Hello.
Oh, yes. I don't know what to say, except there's a band called July, and that's the A side of their single, Hello, Who's There? And, Pete Dixon I just bumped into Pete Dixon last night, and he thrust that in my hot, sweaty hand and said, "Here, give that a spin. I think you'll like it." And he's right, I did like it. July. And, I think we're talking 60s there. By the looks of it. And before July, where's it gone? Is this thing here, Last of the Juanitas, a splendid, giant, opaque white vinyl platter. Last of the Juanitas, and the release is Time's Up. And we played the final track on side two, which was called Freedom Now. Okay, so the Environmental Education Centre is offering a day of exploration, celebrating wild birds and their habitat. The list of activities includes hiking, live bird shows and hands-on educational activities. This is at the Environmental Education Centre in Alviso. The South Bay Bird Fest for all ages. Once again, at the Environmental Education Centre, that's in Alviso. It's a excellent place to go and hang out. Earl Grey goes cycling out there all the time. It's a great... that's just a great place. So the South Bay Bird Fest takes place on Sunday, April the 22nd, in the afternoon from 1 till 4 p.m. You can give them a call for a reservation. May be advisable to do so. And it's at 408-262-5513, extension 104. Once again, 408-262-5513, extension 104. 04. This is Mind Flayer on KFGC.